So tonight's going to be a special night. It's going to be a night where we actually have a chance to talk with one another. And we're going to go over your internship. We're going to talk a little bit about giving presentations. And I think I'd like to start with that. The last lesson, you had information on giving a presentation. And what I would like to do is I'd like to call upon anybody who's given a presentation lately and ask them how it went and what kind of presentation you gave and to whom you gave it. So if you'd like to share while we're waiting for people to come on with any presentations that you've given, please push 1 on your keypad or telephone. Oh, thank you so much, Beatrice. I'm going to give you the mic right now. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. What's the weather like up in Oregon tonight?
Well, we have finally gotten some sunshine after a great deal of dreary rain. So it's pretty exciting for us Oregonians.
It's breaking spring here, too, in Mount Laguna. Last week when I was in Brazil, I understood there was 7 inches of snow here in Mount Laguna. But being in Southern California only lasts for like 2 or 3 days, and then it melts. So by the time I left and came back, I didn't have to experience any of the shoveling, so I was very fortunate.
That's good.
But it sure was hot in Brazil.
So,
Beatrice, why don't you tell us about some of the presentations that you've given and a little bit how you go about giving a presentation.
All right. Well, one of the things that I've done several times at one of the hospitals I work is give a presentation to the CPE students, the chaplain interns. So this works out very well because, as you know, we often work closely in the spiritual care department and with the chaplains and the interns. So when a new class comes in, they enjoy hearing about the service of the music and how they can make referrals and how we can work together. So that's a class, they have asked me to repeat that class. It was so popular that each time a new group of interns came in, they asked me to repeat that presentation. So that went really well, I think. And then the aftermath is that the interns know when a patient could be helped by the music and when to refer you and when you're going to be there and how to help you, what information to give you before you go see the patient and that sort of thing. So I generally talk about the service and what patients can most benefit from it and when it would be appropriate to make a referral and how they can make that referral, which would be different depending what facility you're in. And I play the harp for them, show them how the therapeutic music sounds and how we tailor it to the individual patient. They're usually just astonished because they just didn't understand. You know, they thought they were just going in to play some nice music for the patients, and they're so surprised when I explain all the things that they're involved. So,
do you do a PowerPoint presentation?
I do not, Tina. You know, I'm a bit technology challenged, so I prefer to just go in and talk and have my harps. I generally have handouts. I make a little handout that gives them kind of goes over the basic points I've covered as well as where they can go for additional information, IHTP website and for the other training program websites that they can access further information. But nope, I have not done a PowerPoint.
Well, do you talk about the heart math at all, the biofeedback?
Yeah, the time, they usually give me about an hour, and that hour goes fast. If I had more time or if I saw them again, just to cover the basics, that uses up most of my time. But, I haven't done that yet. That would be interesting to do, though.
Yeah, I'm finding that the doctors and the nurses, the people in the medical field, once they see the biofeedback, the heart math program, it was amazing down in Brazil and in Australia, showing the program, how that they were, they could see that people were able to breathe deeper and get into what we call zone from that. I just wanted to say a word about the PowerPoint. We usually make the PowerPoint for the presentation available to people who ask for it. We only ask that, of course, you recognize that it's an IHTP copyrighted PowerPoint that you're using, and give credit where credit is due. But thank you, Beatrice, for sharing with us. I'm going to ask if there's anybody else that has given a presentation lately and how their presentation went. I do that know that Michaela has just come on, and Michaela told me today that she was planning to set up a program sort of like Gentle Muses in Boston. So, Michaela, would you like to tell us a little bit about that particular venture that you're on?
Hello. Sure. I've been really very fortunate in that I have some colleagues in the area, healing musicians, who were interested in forming a healing musician circle. So we have been meeting a number of times, and it's been just wonderful to come to get together and play music and experiment. And in doing so, one of the musicians had this idea of formalizing, and we found a group. It's actually called healingmuses.org. They're up in the Bay Area in Antioch, and they have done that very successfully for a number of years. What they do is they go into healthcare settings and offer fundraising concerts. They have formed a nonprofit organization. And in doing so, they not only create awareness for the profession, but they fundraise for themselves, and which allows them to go and play in facilities and pay themselves as professionals, which seems to be a wonderful way of, you know, really again creating the awareness, and also really making sure that you know, people who have gone through the extent of taking the training, you know, will really also get the recognition in form of payment for their services, and they've been very successful with that. So we're in the beginning stages of trying to formalize that. I mean, it's a new concept still, but we're getting together May 1st for a mini retreat, and we're looking to formalize a similar organization on the Central Coast here in California.
Wonderful, wonderful. I like the name Healing Muses. That's a really
nice. I do too. I'm totally in love with it. In fact, I wish we could just steal it, but unfortunately, it's taken already. So, part of our exploring is going to be to find a name that works for us. And it's a really wonderful website. You should all check it out. I was so inspired when we found it, and I think it's just an amazing concept, and you know, in really getting the word out and really doing a lot of good. And also, I think part of their fundraising efforts is also sometimes that they split with like hospice, so it could be a combined fundraising concert that would benefit an organization as well as the nonprofit for Healing Muses. So it seems like a win-win situation for everybody, really.
Sounds great. Well, it looks like we have quite a few people that have signed on here. Would anybody else like to share about any presentation that they've given recently? Cheryl Kissling, you have the mic. Tell us about what you've been up to.
I'm actually hoping to get some ideas here. I have a few ideas, but I will soon be meeting with our director of nursing at Mercy Medical Center, where I worked in OB for a lot of years and just quit to take care of my dad. But I had emailed her a while back saying I need some direction, because my goal is to be the resident harpist at Mercy. And so I just found out recently that she's leaving May 1st for another job, but she still is making time to see me before she goes, to give me direction. I don't know which area of the hospital, you know. I said to her, do I go through the chaplain's office, you know, through nursing service, through mission integration? Those things are things I want to cover, but and I'm glad for this information we got, because it's real timely for me to be able to, you know, share some things with her about being a harp music therapist or practitioner. So anyhow, I haven't done anything yet, but I plan to in the near future. So maybe you can give me some must-do pointers.
Sure. What I would do is go to the human resource department in the hospital. That's a good place to start off. And then you could also talk to medicine, complementary medicine department, if they have one, or to the volunteer department, and tell them that you'd like to give a noontime presentation, a lunchtime presentation, and see if there's a small room where they could set up a lunch for the doctors and nurses to come in. It can also be done through the educational program of the hospital. So those are the places that you want to go first to even get your foot in the door as far as giving a presentation. When you do that, then the next thing you want to do, of course, is to be able to either run a PowerPoint or to feel really assured. I find the PowerPoint helps me with the visuals keep on track. I've managed to get that much technological stuff down so I can pop in and set it up quickly. And lots of times the hospitals will actually have a room where they have the PowerPoint already that they can show.
I have the advantage of having worked there, and I started the lactation program, so I kind of feel like I've made a little template for myself in that beginning the lactation program, you know. And so I'm kind of transferring some of my experience and people I know in the hospital, and I've played my harp there quite a bit, you know. So I kind of have it's not a cold call, so to speak. But I would like that PowerPoint. So how do we get that?
Well, if you would like a PowerPoint, the way we usually do that is that you contact me, and you can. We usually ask for a check for $15. And okay. If you want to do it with an electronic invoice, then I burn the PowerPoints, and we have them in different languages as well. We have them in Japanese, Portuguese, French, Spanish, Dutch, and German.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
So I'm going to call on Maya Hassan right now. Maya, you have the mic. How are you?
Hi, Christina. Hi, everybody. I'm good. It's pretty much very much in the morning here in Indonesia. And I'm sorry, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine.
Okay, great, great. Well, I was just going to say that we do not, like to remind everybody that we do not have a hospice in Indonesia. And a friend of mine actually, she's probably the only one who's starting a hospice here. And regarding the presentation, I have talked last week with the pastor from my church, and this is kind of a scattered movement that I'm trying to do to gather people to sort of put all the hospice element together. But not really in one place, if you're getting what I'm saying. That so I'm planning to do that in this near future, and they have actually been very much open to the whole Music for Healing movement or idea, and they're very enthusiastic about it. And I would probably like to contact you personally, Christina, for PowerPoint, and see if it's possible to do it to, you know, for me to have it to translate to into Indonesian. And I'm actually, again, meeting with today with the dean of one of the university that I've done the presentation before. So pray for me. So hopefully everything will be just fine.
Sounds great. See, Marianne Lounsbury, you have the mic?
Yes.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi. I haven't made any presentations at the hospital, but since the 1st of February, I have been there as the chaplain on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I've always taken my little harp with me. I have sat in on the rounds, different floor rounds, ICU rounds, and so I've gotten acquainted with the department heads that also sit in those rounds, and often they will refer one of the patients that is being discussed for me to go and play harp to reduce their stress. And so I'm slowly getting a foot in the door that way.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.